From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. All right, you've probably driven by Sun Life Stadium and noticed all the cranes. Looks impressive. But you've also probably asked yourself, will it be finished? Will the stadium renovations be done before the season actually starts? And what can we expect from the Dolphins this year? Well, Adam Beasley, who covers the Dolphins for the Herald, is here with me. Great to have you in studio, man.
Of course.
All right. Is it going to be finished?
Well, that truly is the $500 million question. That's the price tag. It's the amount of money Stephen Ross has put up in private funds to make sure it's ready for the start of the season. They are, if not completely on pace to be done by September 1st, the fourth preseason game. They're very close. They have 200, 300, 400 people working around the clock, 24 hours a day on that facility. Yes, while you're asleep at 2 in the morning, there are people lifting beams and trestises and all other kinds of technical construction terms that are above my pay grade. But they are working around the clock to make sure it gets done in time. The problem is there's one thing they can't control, Mother Nature. So if a massive tropical storm or, God forbid, a hurricane comes through, they could be in serious trouble.
So what is plan B, just in case, if that actually happens and they can't get it done in time? The Dolphins are going to be playing one of their preseason games in Orlando, and I believe what their first two games are actually away games.
Correct.
So there is some time, but if in case it doesn't, what's plan B?
Well, they have a couple of contingencies in place. FAU might be a possibility. They could go back to Orlando. I don't know if FIU would be in the cards, but there are other facilities they could use. Really, the September 1st preseason game is the only question mark, because after that, they are on the road for the first 2 weeks of the season, so they have almost another entire month before the Dolphins return home. So that's, I mean, that really is the target. Steve Ross absolutely wants this done on time. He's paying beyond, I mean, they're way over budget now. They're probably close to $100 million over budget at this point. And it's all out of his own pocket. So clearly the priority is to get this thing done in time. I don't think what people understand, though, is how complex of a project this is. This isn't just, you know, putting an awning on the end of your deck. No, this is real. This is as complex of a construction project as Steve Ross has ever been involved in. And for those that don't know his background, he runs the Related company, which has built some of the biggest skyscrapers in the world. Right now, they're putting together an enormous project in the south end of Manhattan, a Navy Yard, revitalizing that, making it a mixed-use facility. And Steve Ross says that this is just as difficult as that project is. So it really is tough to get this done on time.
Yeah, it's not putting a roof on the stadium. They had to deconstruct, in a way, the stadium before to be able to put this up. And then, there are four large screens going in every corner. So, all right, let's talk about the team. So minicamp's over. They don't return until the end of July.
Correct.
To get ready for preseason. Look, at the start of last year, there was all this expectation. Team looks great. We're going to have a good season, playoff bound, 6-10 later. What is the feel going into this season? I'd imagine nobody's talking about anything like that.
No. The Kool-Aid is back in the jug, all right? We're not drinking it again this year. Really, Dolphins fans, and they have no reason to think anyway otherwise than this, it's a show-me type of situation. They're not going to believe any of the hype until they actually see it happen. This team has had one playoff appearance since the early 2000s. They haven't won a playoff game in more than a decade. And it's taken a toll on their fan base. You look at their ratings every year; they slip a little bit more. They shrunk the stadium, so they're having no trouble filling the place. But again, they shrunk the stadium just so they could fill the place.
One playoff appearance in what, 16 years?
Correct.
15 years?
And that was 2008. That was a Chad Pennington year, and they were one and done. So there are entire generations of South Floridians that don't remember the Dolphins winning playoff games, which is stunning for those like me. I don't know how old you are, but I'm in my late 30s now, and the Dolphins used to be a flagship franchise.
Listen, I'll tell you my age. I can brag about the fact, I boast about the fact, I was born the year they went undefeated and won the Super Bowl, 72. So, and I do remember the last Super Bowl, and it was Joe Montana beating Dan Marino. And I thought, oh, no worries. Dan Marino will go back many, many more times. Well, there's that. They obviously had some big picks in the draft. Of course, the number one pick they had, Laremy Tunsil, how did he perform in minicamp?
He did well. They're not giving him the job. I mean, most think he'll be the starting left guard of this team when the season begins. but through mini camp, he wasn't the starter. So I don't know if that's just a little bit of message sending from the coaching staff, or Tunsil really has a lot of work to do. But he's a gifted, gifted athlete. I mean, he will probably end up being their best offensive lineman someday, just because he's that gifted. He could have been the number one pick in the draft if all the shenanigans with the gas mask and all that hadn't come up and made his draft stock slip. But he's going to be a good player. There's no doubt about that. The question is it in 2016 or is it in 2017?
All right, last two things I wanted to ask you. This is a very big year for a question about quarterback and Ryan Tannehill. And the Dolphins are either going to stick with him or they can get rid of him after this year, right?
Right, yeah. There's an escape clause in the contract that they can walk away after this year with minimal pain.
Obviously, he slipped backwards a little bit this year, but, you know, He's not the flashy, sexy quarterback we think of when we think of like Brady and Wilson and all that, but he's okay, or how are they feeling about him?
He is what he is, and that's a middle-of-the-pack quarterback. He's not terrible. He's not great. The question is he good enough? Is he good enough if you surround him with the right pieces, with a great offensive line, with a, you know, a killer defense, with all the skill position players in the world? If you surround him with that talent, can they win at a high level? I think the blueprint is the Cincinnati Bengals, to be honest. Andy Dalton isn't one of the best four or five, six quarterbacks in football. He's a pretty good player, but he's not great. But they have so much talent in that team, they make the playoffs year in and year out. I think that's the formula for this franchise.
And then finally, of course, new head coach. Mm-hmm. What's the feel like now compared to last year with this new guy, Gase?
Oh, it's night and day. The players love him. They certainly, they have an affinity for him and a respect for him they never had for Joe Philbin. Again, that's all great in July, June, July, August. But when it's September, October, November, is it going to make a difference? We'll soon see.
All right. Well, football's still a couple of months away, but for football fans, it never stops. Dolphins will return back to practice at the end of July, and we'll wait and see what kind of season we expect. Adam Beasley, man, a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Anytime.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.